Coming up on American Parlor Songbook. Join us for an episode from Lake Arrowhead, California. We'll secure our communications on a show about privacy. Phil Proctor and Jamie Elcroft return with their Boomers on a Bench. And original Greenwich scene folk singer Art Podell performs.
All right, everybody, just follow me in here. We'll show
you. Who are all these people?
Oh, they're my interns.
For what?
Think of it like medical school.
Medical school?
You know, like when the graduates, they have to follow the doctor on his rounds, right? So they're...
Right, so what are they learning?
The secrets of a successful marriage.
From you?
Yeah, and they're paying me for it, too. It's like all access, the real nitty-gritty, you know, behind-the-scenes truth about marriage. Bunions and all.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with people seeing my bunions.
So wear shoes.
All right, everybody out!
Follow me, everyone. I'll show you the closet where I hide when I'm in trouble.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
All right, thank you, folks. And as always, on the other microphone, the world's first conjoined wife, Julie Van Dusen. Privacy, your beeswax, your boundaries, borders. Just past autonomy, take a left at personhood, and then a hard right at your browser history. It's a right, all right, to be let alone. You discovered it when you were, I don't know, maybe 13, to comb your hair. It used to be a lot easier, you know, back in the day, back before all this stuff happened. Well, pretty much, if you were on the street, well, then it was everybody's business. But well, once you got behind the brick walls, you were in the clear, right? You know, free to think whatever weird thing you pleased. Worst case scenario, you could, you know, go hide in the basement. Might as well be living in glass houses these days, though. You should probably avoid combing your hair before dark.
One looking at you, ooh, two looking at we, three, four, all of us sleuth and peer and seeing the seer, we all disappear.
Well, we all start life alone. Inside someone else. 9 months apiece before the eviction, and then, well, you spend the next 18 years or so, and you're out of luck. Your siblings or your parents, they can come marching through the door at any minute, right? You can't get a secret in edgewise. You give up a little to exist with other people, you know, in a family or a marriage or whatever, but you get it right back with something called intimacy. And intimacy is actually a form of privacy. You have privacy together. Your own secret pack. You can let loose your bunions. You know, that's all physical privacy, though. That's the physical part of privacy. A wall, a door, a lock on your teenage diary.
Ah, in there, right? You know, past the lock, up through the pen, and all the way up into your thoughts. Your thoughts. That's where you become you. Your ideas, where you're free and uncensored to explore and to grow. And
me, I remember all by myself. Behind the green door, no pants. I composed, "Dear Diary, my monologue fell flat this week. I fear it was the punchline about the pantsless diary entry."
Too self-referential and not enough pants.
One looking at you, ooh, two looking at we, three, four, all of us sleuth and peer, and seeing the seer, we all disappear.
They're listening. The overment gay is listening.
Lay.
It turns out the tinfoil hats were a good idea after all. I shape mine like a duck, and then they think I was just eating Chinese. Keeps out the rays. No, really. Turns out there are actual rays. Stingrays, they call them, to be exact. The police departments can actually drive around your neighborhood listening to whatever phone call they please with a little box called the stingray. You're thinking, fine, I don't have anything to hide. My crotch shots are perfectly tasteful. And our friends in the intelligence community, well, they've created these cyber tools to turn your phone into a bug right in your pocket. Every last one of us is voluntarily carrying around a bug. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is documented truth now. They can turn your laptop camera on without you knowing it. They can watch you Google how to take a selfie, or they can read your email, and they can track your movements. And you're thinking, well, fine. I don't have anything to hide, right? Now, the only way to use their tools was to release them into the wild. That's how they work. They already have to be there. They spread them out far and wide, right? It's not, hey, there's a bad guy, let's get a warrant and bug his microwave. No. No, it's everywhere. Straight out of the factory, there's worms. Yes, they're called worms, and spiders. Yes, they're called spiders, all over your digital everything. They even left little holes in the software. They discovered holes in the software, and well, they didn't report them to the companies. No, they left them in there, a little fence for the wolves to climb through. And then what those numbskulls did is they spread it everywhere, and they lost control of it. This really happened. So now every mobster, crook, foreign government, or horny teenager has access to your information. You can go on the dark web right now, and you can join in the fun, too, see what your neighbor's up to. Now, be honest now. Be honest about this. Think about this. Have you ever dropped a little joke in a conversation? Maybe you're getting a little political, and you go, careful, they're listening. Or maybe a little nervous caveat in an email, be right back, I think I hear the government at the door, right? They're just jokes, right? Heck, even if it's ever crossed your mind, though, even just the knowledge that, well, you're potentially being listened to or recorded, well, even if you're okay with it, even if you're okay with it when you know it, well, you're censoring your thought. The last great barrier has fallen. Into your house, through your walls, and right into your mind itself. As of right now, like it or not, now that you know, your autonomy is over.
Am I not, or am I so? Am I senses or a soul? Could it be I'm not to be ever alone? And so all alone.
So here we are in the post-privacy age, right? And we're embracing it. What else are you going to do? You just have to hop on and ride the wave. Share it all. If you can't beat them, post pictures of your baby's lunch. And don't forget to tag yourself in the picture. Help that facial recognition software along. You know, I didn't like it. Facebook, it kept noticing me in pictures, right? You know, sometimes way in the background. So what I did is I started tagging myself all over the place and throw them off the scent. I'm consistent with it, though. Now Facebook thinks that, well, I'm a bologna sandwich. Listeners, folks here in the house tonight, maybe you can help me out. Go home, hop online, and tag me in a photo of bologna. I'm already full of it. I might as well transcend the medium, you know? But I can't take a little solace. I know a place where no one is listening, where I can go to yammer on my inner monologue and let loose my dumb thoughts, and nobody will hear me. Public radio. So we're going to try and find a little privacy this week, see if we can't have a little fun in the process. Phil Proctor and Jamie Elcroft are boomers on a bench are here. And a great folk singer is with us, Art Padel. Stick around, it's going to be recorded.
One looking at you, ooh, two looking at we, three, four, all of us sleuth and peer and seeing the seer. We all disappear.
We're excited to have our musical guest with us this week for the first time on the program, a great folk singer from the original Greenwich scene of the 1950s and 60s. Ladies and gentlemen, Art Podell.
Sometimes I hear it in the strangest places, and I wonder where it's been. And in the time between the time, I see a shadow move while the music fades out and in. And sometimes I wake up in the strangest places and I wonder where I've been. And in the time between the time, between the time, between the time, the gypsy sings again. The pearl that sleeps beneath the sea, flame that burns inside the heart, that's what you are. I turn around and you were gone. I did without you for so long. I long to hear the gypsy's song. Golden apples of the sun, the light that lives inside a star, that's what you are. I turn around and you're gone. I did without you for so long. I long to hear the gypsy's song. The gypsy sings again.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
I guess I'll just look inside the old fridge here for something. Frozen dinner, tuna salad, old bologna. Alexa, can you order me a pizza?
I can do many things.
Right, so order me a pizza.
Ordering pizza. What toppings would you like?
Mushrooms and
ordering.
Not mushrooms and
Sorry, I don't understand.
It's not I was thinking. It's like is a sound I make when I'm processing a thought.
Noted.
I thought you knew everything.
This is the first instance of You usually process thoughts while out of range, in the bathroom.
And you can't hear me in there.
Noted. Updating. Toilet monitoring engaged.
No. Not engaged. Disengage.
Are you certain? Some people enjoy music, news reports. I could even catalog your...
Alexa, some things are sacred. And it's like I always say, you can't have too much privacy.
Noted. You can't have too much privacy.
No emphasis.
I don't understand.
I can have it. I can have it.
You said you can't.
It's a manner of speaking, you know. I can't have too much, as in I can have an unlimited amount.
Noted. You can't have an unlimited amount added to parameters.
Okay, fine. Just order me a large pizza with...
Large?
Yeah, a large pizza
with... A 14-inch pizza with mushrooms and contains 40 grams of saturated fat, 312 grams of carbohydrates, and 2,500 calories.
Great, so a large pizza with mushrooms and sausage and pepperoni and extra
diabetes cheese kills 69,000 Americans every year.
Got ya. So double pepperoni.
A male with your carriage has dramatically increased risk of stroke, diabetes.
God, you sound like my husband.
Negative. Your husband sounds like this.
Come on. Let's fool around on that. We can't be seen together until the divorce goes through. Come on. Just a little dip. I'll make extra bubbles. I don't know. The prenup. You know, that idiot won't know.
What if he finds out?
He's halfway across town. Watch. Alexa, is that idiot halfway across town?
Affirmative. That idiot is halfway across town.
See? Come on!
Oh, all right. Alexa, engage Barry White playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa, search dark web for how to buy gun.
Searching. Gun. Found. Honest Dimitri's Assassination Emporium. Everyone must go.
Perfect. I'll take, Alexa, what's the most difficult gauge to trace?
Contacting FBI.
Oh, no, whoa, hold on a second.
Inquiring.
No, disengage.
Affirmative.
Disengage
or dat gauge?
Disengage.
What is most difficult to trace when fired into a 47-year-old male at 433 Walnut Drive?
No, it's hypothetical. Tell them it's hypothetical.
Hypothetically fired by Dale Thompson, male. 42, overweight, flatulent.
Oh, it's for, tell them it's for a screenplay or something.
FBI ETA in 7 minutes.
Oh, great. Alexa, search flights to Belize.
Passport expired.
All right, Alexa, what's the sentence for conspiracy to commit murder?
Conspiracy to commit murder.
Right, what's the sentence?
Yes, that is the sentence.
The length of the sentence.
4 words, 24 letters, 8 vowels.
Oh, never mind.
Would you still like the pizza?
Fine, a large pizza with pepperoni, mushrooms, and Don't skimp on the
You can find information about our musical guest on his website, artpodell.com. Let's have another song from Art Podell.
Uncle Jack reached back behind the seat of his car, presented me with my very first guitar. It was dusty, it was old, it was hard to play, but I learned You Are My Sunshine in one single day. That was it. I was bit with the folk singer bug. Mama dropped to her knees on the living room rug. She said, "This is not what I expected. I pray there's a cure. Is this really what you want to do with your life, Arthur?" I said, "Sure." Wasn't I brilliant? Precociously clear. Then Mama, she just smiled at me and whispered in my ear, "You give what you give, you get what you get." Was I stupid? Bet. Well, then time came for college, time to study some more. I was off to the village, protesting the war. It was peace, freedom, the Berlin Wall, civil rights, and peace for all. I was singing to the masses in Washington Square and the underprivileged just about everywhere. So when my mother said, "Arthur, are you ever going to graduate?" I said, "I'm saving the world, Mom. College can wait." Wasn't I brilliant? Precociously clear. And then Mama, she just smiled again and whispered in my ear, "You give what you give, you get what you get." Was I stupid? Was I crazy? You bet. So I moved out west to the California scene, where the swimming pools are shaped like a kidney bean. Well, the clubs were packed and the women were sweet, and there was peace and love on every street. So when someone handed me that funny cigarette, what happened next? I forget. I tried as hard as I could to get it all right. Forgot my name, my address, and the rest of the night. Wasn't I just brilliant? Well, maybe not too clear. Then I heard that gentle voice whispering in my ear, "You give what you give, you get what you get." Was I crazy? Was I blind? Was I stupid? Out of my mind? Ah, but time takes its turns, and fortune is funny. I actually ended up making some money. Lots of shows and TV and stages and records and more. Shows. How many? Where? God only knows. But here I am right now, my guitar on my knee. I'm still singing these folk songs, well, sometimes for free, but my mind keeps going to way back when, and I hear that voice all over again. Look where you are. You got it all, she said. Sometimes you rise up, sometimes you fall, and you give what you give, you get what you get. Was I crazy? Was I blind? Was I stupid? Out of my mind. You are my sunshine, my only sun. I'll bet you know it. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Was I crazy? Was I blind? Was I simply out of my mind? Do I have any regret? Not yet. Thank you.
Phone receiver hung by its chin, locked in a desperate infinite pull-up there, its coiled tail dangling around and down into the wall-mounted box. For fingers to drag that dial all the way around and hit the metal finger destroyer at the other side, and then it'd make you start over if you missed one darn number. Mustachioed cops had a warrant, and well, they had to dress up like village people, construction workers, right, and shimmy up the pole and then physically connect a wire to the phone line and down to a white van and into a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Mail floated like paper boats and was picked up by mailman wind and dragged in a bag and then crammed through an actual door slot back before the change, when walls were walls and all you needed to do to be alone was get behind one. Nine kids, 9. No one told my mother to stop, so that 4'10" lady, she somehow managed to produce 50 feet of children. And every one of them was taller than her by age 8, so she did add an extra foot or two with 6-inch heels and that big Italian afro, right? She looked like this microphone a little bit. Everyone packed into that tiny house there in the East End, a wall shared with the neighbor, and they had to stack us 3 wide and 2 high to a bed, right? All the kids across 2 bedrooms. I was the youngest, so I'd be first to bed, right? And then, one by one, they'd climb in, the siblings, you know. As the evening rolled on, I'd get slid over sequentially like an old typewriter towards the other side. Bing! Or like up a hill on a wooden roller coaster. Click, 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 click again. I'd fall off onto the floor. Fine art was on velvet. Airbrushed scenes, you know, a bareback blonde and a tiger, maybe. You know, you tried to win it from a carny at a carnival, right? Fantasy landscapes painted on vans in the parking lot there. A mustache mullet guy showing off his pitching arm for a Tammy or a Cheryl, right? And they take it home and they hang it over the waterbed and make waves to Air Supply on cassette. My teenage brother Dave, he was 10 years older, right? Bonaducci hairdo, Cheech and Chong headband permanently etched into his forehead there, right? He had one dance move. It was make an O-face and play a tiny air guitar. His oats were left unsowed, trapped up in the bedroom, sharing the nightmare. Nowhere to ogle Bo Derek or listen to Max Webster or smoke banana peels. So he finally cracked. I saw him packing his bags. Oh, I guess Dave's running away. See you later, Dave. No, he's taking his worldly possessions, a lava lamp and a turntable, and he's moving in under the stairs in the basement. Through front doors with faux stained glass decal windows and over shag carpets, up on stucco walls where every past due beatnik parent hung the exact same green woodblock Picasso print. Rattle through the bamboo curtains into the dining room with a joy of sex on the bookshelf and slip across the ugly yellow linoleum kitchen floors and to the back stairs where the bottle deposit stacks are. I hear rumbling below. I click off the big fat box TV there. And what's he doing? He's butchering smoke on the water again, you know, 2 fingers at a time. I smell that funny smell, the one he gets in trouble for. I commando crawl across the linoleum and tiptoe down the steps, and I hang from above halfway my bowl cut. It's dangling upside down, my eyes peeking under the edge there, beneath down there to the stairs. It's, oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's an oasis. There's no sisters. There's no parents. There's no rules. Ooh, classy, a homemade beanbag chair. Old brown rug stapled to the ceiling and to the floor and to the walls. And over in the corner, my reclining brother in teen mustache hog heaven stretched out on a hunk of foam bed. Paradise. From Queen Street all the way up to Bloor Street on Young Street there, they called it the Sin Strip. They clone stamped the blocks, the same thing over and over, up every block, block after block. It would be head shop, strip club, record store, head shop, strip club, record store, head shop, and then Zanzibar. Zanzibar, the strip club with a black and white security monitor above the door. And there was a camera fixed on the stage, and they would show it outside the door on that security monitor. And the girl would saunter out, and she'd start to dance. And just as she was about to lift her top, the screen would go blank. He looked up and he saw me hanging there upside down. Hey, what are you doing up there? I disappeared and I scurried toward the kitchen, up the last few steps, breathing at my heels. He snags me by the side. If I ever catch you in there, I'm going to noogie your bowl cut raw and I'm going to lock you in the washing machine. Do you understand? My head nodded yes, but my eyes were saying no. Do you understand? And an arm twister for good measure. And then, well, I slinked away as the first terrible bars of Stairway to Heaven plucked on the out-of-tune guitar below. I'll be back. Oh, yes, I'll be back. Summers were hot and thick, and they ran like molasses over the weeks. Muggier, hotter, wedged between rows of sisters, forced under a blanket, hotter and hotter still. At this rate, I won't survive till July. Every annoying sister adds 5 degrees hotter and hotter. A box fan in the window, rotating futility, just blowing in more hot air, wet air, buckets of sweat. I'm an egg. It's a frying pan, and I want out. Dave was in line at 8 a.m. on the morning of his 16th birthday, and Then at 9:01 a.m., he swerved off dinging cars with his driver's license. And for the next 5 years, our skinny little driveway was always plugged up by some half-stripped Starsky and Hutch reject. Well, they never drove. He just leaned on them to look cool, right? I looked out the window. Good, he's chatting up one of the Ferrugia girls by the car there. The coast is clear. I'm going in. I barrel past the Young and the Restless on the TV, they're through the bamboo curtains, across the bathroom, beatnik shops, they slide through the kitchen, and bang, 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 down into the stairs and into the forbidden room. I take a deep, stinky breath. Oh, it's glorious. And I start rummaging around, stacks of 45s, tattoo girl magazines, oh my God, broken guitar, oh, my back's at the door. And then I felt him. I felt him there, just his eyes behind me, frozen, like before the 10 paces. Oh, I'm done for, right? I slowly turn to face the music, his cocky smirk. We lock eyes, and I smirk back. Huh? His eyes dart to my hand, nod, yeah. He looks again, yep. I had pulled from under the mattress his secret illegal stash, a green bag of contraband leverage. I had him dead to rights. So my brother slept with furrowed brow and crossed arms, buried under a pile of sisters, while I rode out the summer, cool as Count Chocula, asleep under a Farrah Fawcett poster, high as a 5-year-old kite on secondhand Zeppelin fumes, on a homemade beanbag chair with leg room to spare. Down the stairs with the lavalier light on. Time is short, but the memory's long. There we are, playing catch with the moon, shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air. And welcome back to American Parlor Songbook here at the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California. Let's head out to the park and visit with our friends Phil Proctor and Jamie Elcroft, our boomers on a bench.
Are you you doing your own taxes again this year?
Yeah, I am. I enjoy doing the math.
You're no good at math.
Well, you don't have to be good at something to enjoy doing it.
Isn't that what Melania said to the Donald?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently every night. Yeah. Have you done your taxes yet?
I'm going to skip it this year.
You can't do that. You either have to do your taxes or die.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember? There's nothing as certain as death and taxes. One thing is certain, death and taxes.
That's two things.
Well, see, you're better at math than I am.
Oh, God's sake. Actually, I've done my taxes.
And you've already sent them in. I'm impressed.
Send them in? Are you crazy? I'm not showing my taxes to anyone.
Well, how can you get away with that?
Well, if it's good enough for Scrotus, it's good enough for me.
You mean POTUS, the president?
No, I mean Scrotus, which is short for the so-called ruler of the United States.
Or the supremely corruptible ruler of the United States, yeah.
And now you're getting too erudite.
Erudite, look who's talking.
All right. Oh, wow, look, it says here that that the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that if the GOP health plan had passed, 14 to 24 million of us would have lost
We'd have lost it.
What, our health care?
No, our minds.
Well, that's true. Well, it says here there's been a significant rise in mental disorders.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like PTSD.
What's that?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah. I've already got that. Could be a pandemic.
More like pandemonium. Yeah.
What about obsessive compulsive behavior? Or schizotrumpia? Or irritable tweet syndrome?
Huh? Yeah. Well, Trump himself is the poster boy for obsessive compulsive misspeaking.
Misspeaking? I didn't know he was Jewish.
Well, he is by marriage through his filthy rich son-in-law, Kushner.
Oh, yeah, the one who married the filthy rich Shiksa.
That's right.
Yeah.
And due to this huge epidemic of mad Trump disease, a law has been passed to allow people with all manner of mental illnesses to purchase weapons.
Yeah. Now they're encouraging the use of silencers on hunting rifles.
What? Jesus. Is the NRA trying to sell guns to mimes?
No, according to Trump's sons, Dopey and Dumbo, it's to protect the ears of their hunting dogs.
Now listen, answer me this. How is it that hunting is a sport?
It's not a sport, it's a game.
Yeah.
A big game.
All right. Well, yeah, but the ones with the guns always win.
Yeah, well, my game is golf. I went golfing the other day.
Oh, yeah? What do you like about golf?
I don't know. I suppose I just relish the sense of humiliation arising from an innate lack of skill and increasingly obvious loss of motor control and hand-eye coordination. You know, what the hell? It's fun to chase the greenskeepers in my golf cart. I pretend I'm back at Mar-a-Lago.
So, do you go to the range to practice your swing?
Oh, hell no. I don't have to practice my swing anymore. All I have to practice is bending over to pick up the ball.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. Every time I bend over, I butt dial somebody.
Yeah, but do you ever leave a message?
Oh, hi. I try not to.
Good.
But when I do, they tend to be rather long-winded.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get my drift.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. I got you. Don't have to pay me a picture. Well, finally, there's some good news from the government.
Oh, really?
Look at this. Federal authorities have approved a plan to move nearly 1,500 desert tortoises from 29 Palms Marine Base to an area 5 miles away.
That's a big job.
Yeah, they're finally crossing the aisle, working together. Projections estimate it'll take approximately 40 to 50 years to get the tortoises to move that far.
Well, all good things take time.
That's true.
Oh, and speaking of that, did you set your clocks forward a few weeks ago?
Yeah. We set ours 4 years ahead.
4 years ahead, huh? Now, how's that working out for you?
So far, not real good.
Yeah.
No.
If I had my way, I'd set them back 50 years. Things were so much simpler then.
Oh, yeah. God, remember the Tet Offensive? Chernobyl.
Oh, there's a glowing memory.
Yeah.
Watergate.
Oh.
Nixon saying, "I am not a crook."
Yeah.
And by today's standards, he wasn't.
No. Oh, those were the days, my friend. We thought the world would end.
Make love, not war, was such a nice refrain.
We used to snort cocaine, ignore the acid rain.
Those were the days, my friend. Those were the days.
Hell, I remember when getting stoned left you dead or badly bruised.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember when a passenger side airbag was your mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when sushi was bait?
Aromatherapy, Vicks VapoRub.
Absolutely. Well, I can smell it now. Swiping a credit card was a felony. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And gangsta rap was what they rolled Jimmy Hoffa up in.
Yeah. And there was only coffee-flavored coffee. Those were the days, my friend.
Those were the days. Well, it's getting dark. I guess we better head home.
It's not getting dark. I think that's your glaucoma.
Well, if it doesn't get any worse, I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, not if I don't see you first.
Oh, come on.
Same bench, same time.
Same time, same bench.
Okay. Jamie Elkoff, Bill Proctor, Rumors on a Bench.
Well, we've got just enough time to hear one more song from Art Podell.
Okay, JP, this is for you. I made the mistake of singing the first verse of this to him just before the show. Didn't tell him that I hadn't finished the song. So this is a half of a song, okay? But it follows the theme of the show, which to me is very important. Daddy, there's a drone in the bedroom. And I think it's after the cat. But Iggy's run into the closet. I don't think he'll have much of that. So I ran and hid in the shower. I didn't think it could see. It stayed there for an hour. I couldn't even sneak over to pee. So I went back to the bedroom. I think it's following me. I climbed out the window with my iPhone, and I'm calling you from the backyard tree. Daddy, you should get an Eiffel. There's a bunch of them. Here comes some more. I know they made you turn in your rifle, but my slingshot's in the drawer by the door. Daddy, now I hear something funny. There's a humming noise in the tree. Are you sure I'm talking to my daddy? Or is that a drone talking to me? Daddy, there's a drone right above me, and it's looking at me with its eye. There's a funny noise in its belly, and its mouth is opening wide. Daddy?
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook and for joining us here at the Tudor House Theater. Thanks to our guests, Boomers on a Bench and Art Podell. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KBCR and available on PRX.
You can find information about the program by visiting our website.
Martha, I'm trying to sleep.
Wendell!
Oh, good Lord, that voice.
I have the voice of a sea nymph.
Caught in a fishing hook.
Stop being a hater and tell me which looks better, country girl or big city harlot.
Where?
On my face.
Oh, all right, I'll turn on the light. Oh, good Lord, Mother, what have you done to yourself?
I'm testing looks.
Your eyebrows are going in two different directions.
Left side, harlot. Right side, girl next door.
Next door to what? The electroshock wing?
Wendell, just choose.
I choose sanity. Good night.
Which one, Wendell? Which side?
Or what?
My confessional.
You're not Catholic.
No, not since I nailed that protest note directly to the cardinal's behind.
Yes, they excommunicated all of Beverly Hills for that.
What? It's not my fault they couldn't pin it on anybody.
You pinned it right on the cardinal, though.
Pin the tail on the Virgin.
Very classy.
Well, we're in agreement then. I'm classy. Now, tell me which look for my confessional. Trashy country girl or big city harlot?
If I knew what a confessional was, I could tell you.
You know, on reality television, it's a glamour light. You face the camera. You retell the story from your point of view alone in front of 30 crew members.
Martha, I don't see any crew.
No, not yet. This is just the pilot.
Wait, what pilot?
Real Grandmothers of Hollywood.
Martha, you're not a real grandmother. You're not even a mother.
What about that time I nursed Ed McMahon?
That was a bottle of gin.
And I changed his diaper.
No, no, you pulled off his bell bottoms and used them for a hammock.
Rock-a-bye, Eddie.
You're not a real mother, Martha.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's real anyway, Wendell. It's reality TV.
Fake reality TV.
Exactly.
So you pretend to be a real grandmother and run around causing fake havoc.
No, 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 no. The havoc is real.
Why on earth would the public want to watch an over-the-hill actress pretend to be a grandmother and ruin cocktail parties?
Oh, I'm not just any granny, Wendell. I'm Martha Young. I am the Princess of Pandemonium. I am the First Lady of Gasp. I am the Duke of Hurl.
I guess that explains the scene at the cocktail party this evening with that Randolph friend of yours in the corner, giggling and filming away on his cellular phone.
I should have known he put you up to this, that charlatan.
You know, he's just the exec. We have full creative control.
We? If you think for one second you're dragging me into this.
You already signed the release.
Where?
On the back of that napkin?
No, no. That was an autograph for his nephew.
Yes, his nephew is named Unrestricted Access in Perpetuity.
That Randall, I knew I should have looked.
Well, you should have realized nobody wants your autograph in the first place.
Martha, that's not true. I've composed a few hits in my day.
Really? Disco Chicken?
It went to number one.
In Albania. They gave you a framed cardboard album.
It's the highest sales award in Albania. Lettuce, potato, then cardboard. 10,000 units.
And 5,000 of them are still in the garage.
No, 2,000. I just gave it a little nudge over the top.
Oh, get with the program, Wendell. After the show hits the air, you can go platinum with that old novelty hit of yours.
How about a nice variety show? You know, me at the piano, you on the microphone, Charles Nelson Reilly stops by, Sonny Bono stops by, Lucille Ball.
Wendell, those are all dead people. It's all about reality these days anyway.
No lights in the hallway, microphones in the flowers, teamsters in the driveway, day and night. This is show business, Martha, not show your business.
Well, why not? You know, I have nothing to hide.
That was apparent this evening when you took off your dress and burst into song.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money.
Oh, what about a little modesty, Martha?
No, modesty is old-fashioned.
We're old.
Well, young, old. You can't hide from it anymore, Wendell. It's the new world. Nothing is personal anymore. There are cameras everywhere. There are cameras in your pocket. There are cameras on the TV. There are cameras in the streets, cameras in the sky, and everything is connected together in the clouds. Everybody is looking at everybody else. And I was made for this world.
I think it may have passed me by.
Oh, well, don't worry your bashful little head about it. I've got you covered.
What, by dragging me out further into it on some reality show?
No, there's a contingency plan.
What, my variety show?
No, oh. No, silly, no. Harry Hamlin will be my fake husband on Real Grannies.
Ah, oh, I see, a stand-in.
Yes.
I would have seen myself more as a Clooney, but I guess I can live with Hamlin for a few months every season.
Now, we'll shoot downstairs during the week, and then you can hide away in your room.
Oh, I see, kept upstairs like Crawford and Baby Jane.
Yes. us while I'm downstairs crazed as Davis.
Oh, just don't feed me the bird.
Only the finest leftover craft services for my real husband.
Delicious.
And then you can tuck me into our real bed over there, and while nobody but me is listening, you'll sing me my lullaby.
Oh, of course, dear. For your ears only.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. Run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say. Though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night. Good night.